I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The Osage Nation of Oklahoma has an important connection to American ballet. The great Maria Tallchief, America's first major prima ballerina, was born and raised in the Osage Nation. She was, in fact, one of five prominent Native American ballerinas from Oklahoma. Working to carry on this tradition today in Oklahoma is Randy Tinker Smith, based in the tiny town of Pawhuska. Her and her school have received national attention for an original ballet she created, Wasaje, and the production comes to Santa Fe on August 6. We have on the phone with us now Randy Tinker Smith. Randy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer.
You and your daughter, Jenna, who has choreographed this production, are of Osage descent.
Yes.
And in 2014, you and Jenna established a school for ballet. What were the opportunities like for young dancers in the Osage Nation before you created this school?
Growing up on the Osage Reservation, because of the impact of Maria and Marjorie Tallchief, every child wanted to be a ballet dancer, and even the boys took ballet. It was just a normal thing in our tribe. So I think that's quite a legacy that she left. Right now with the school, there hasn't been a teacher in Pawhuska for, I think, about 10 years. And everybody has asked Jenna and I to please open a school. For 2 years, they asked us to open a school there. But it's a community of 4,000 people, and we didn't know if we could make it work, even though we are a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We didn't know if we could get enough children into the school. So we opened in 2014 with 44 children, and we just had our second yearly recital, and 800 people came to the recital, if you can imagine, in a town of 4,000. And we now have 75 students, nine of which are boys.
Wow, which is a very high percentage.
Yes.
Do you owe that high percentage of young men to the fact that ballet has been around and an important part of the Osage Nation for so long?
Absolutely. But remember, too, Osage, we dance in our ceremonial dances and powwows, and our boys dance. So it's not, they're used to dancing. It's a common thing for them. And the class we have is ballet for athletes.
Ah. Now, the show that we're talking about, the Osage Ballet, predated the school. The school came out of the idea of the production. Tell me, Randy, about how the production started. What did it start with?
I was working at the Osage Tribal Museum, and I was building a website. I had inputted 4,000 photos of Osages from the late 1800s to today. The head researcher happened to have written a compilation of tunes called The Journey, talking about the move with the treaties from Missouri to Kansas to our reservation now. And when I heard the music, I thought, man, that should be a ballet. You could just see the movement in the music. And I was an on-the-road musician for 10 years, so of course I was attracted to that.
So this ballet is telling the story of the Osage Nation from their first encounter with Europeans up till the present day.
Yes. I spent a year researching and meeting with over 50 different Osage elders and hearing stories and a lot of diaries that I read that were written hundreds of years ago. And Osages were called the happiest people in the world, and they were so given to hospitality and fierce warriors, and really all the land from the Mississippi to the Rocky Mountains in Central America was run by the Osage. They were very well organized. Everything was meticulous. And so they did have a happy life. Then when we moved out of the pre-contact to the settlers coming in and the treaties being made, you can just see the push on the stage. Then we move on. We show how we take on the new European ways and learn the language, and the kids go to boarding school. Of course, we bought our own boarding schools because oil was found on a reservation. And every Osage got a percentage of that money, and they were very wealthy. That's why I was able to have 4,000 photos from the early 1900s. And our final scene, which surprisingly seems to be the most charges people most emotionally, it's called We Walk in Two Worlds. And when we were at the National Museum of the American Indian, I saw other tribes seeing our show, and I wondered what they would think of it. And it was that We Walk in Two Worlds scene that really seemed to get them, like straddling two different worlds. You're Indian, but yet you're in a European society, that and the pace is so quick. And there's a certain cadence that Native Americans that we have that's in us, but we're both European and Native American, and we can feel that pull in us, and people could really relate to that.
And that is an idea that really lends itself to dance.
Yes.
The idea of pace.
It was very easy to tell this story with ballet. The music just drives the ballet. It's fabulous.
Is the production purely ballet choreography, or have you included in the choreography Osage movement, traditional movement?
We open with an Osage prayer song, which I'm so honored that we had permission to use this song. Even to this day, there's still some Osages that still do culturally get up and pray in the morning, and they said they would hear the wailings of the people crying out to Wakanta, our God, Creator, thanking them for a good day and asking them to take care of their children and that they would have a peaceful day. So even that movement, it was actual. Osages did that. Everybody used to do that. There's a little bit of Osage dancing in it, but I think the movement, my daughter was able to capture how Osages move in their daily living, not just in dancing.
Now tell us about the company that audiences at the Lunzik Center in Santa Fe are going to see on the stage. The company members are dancers from the school in Pawhuska?
We did auditions, and we have 30 children under the age of 18, and they come from about 20 different tribes. And I would say over half of our children dancers are from our school. And of course, not everyone is Native American. We have people in the ballet, you know, from all different walks. But our 12 professional dancers, we're so happy this year. Oklahoma City Ballet has really partnered with us. Their principal dancer, plus some of their soloists. We have a dancer from Arizona Ballet, Twin Cities Ballet, Georgia Ballet, so all over the country. It's going to be just fabulous.
One of the reasons that you're taking this production around the country this summer is because you have had great response to it in previous performances.
It was only meant to be a one-time performance. I wanted to get a video and take it to kids and tribes all over the country. But it was so well received when we opened in 2012. The National Museum of the American Indian invited us to perform there, which we did 4 days that were just sold out. It was amazing. And a friend of mine said, you should send in your video to the Festival of Families, because when Pope Francis comes over, you may be able to perform at that venue. So I sent it in, and they invited us to perform, and there were very few acts, and they were all different cultures from all over the world. We were the only Native American group to be on that stage, and we were the final act right as Pope Francis was parading around us. There was 500,000 people there. It was unbelievable. I looked at Jenna, my daughter, and said, how did we even get here? It was such an honor. And the honor is that we get to continue to tell our story on such a global platform, that we're still here. We're a great nation. Osage Nation is a great nation. And I thought, how wonderful that they had an opportunity to see our story told by us, because there's so much history about the Osage Nation written by other people. This is our opportunity to show people who we are and about our culture. It's great to be able to tell our own story.
Have you ever stopped and thought about what Maria Tall Chief would have thought of this production?
I do, because I think we need to be aware of the impact that we have in our lives. And she never saw these children, these underserved Native kids that are in our school right now, that people are helping with scholarships, helping raise them up to be better adults and artistic and able to grow like this. It makes me aware of we do every day and how is it going to impact future generations.
Randy Tinker Smith from the Osage Nation in Oklahoma has created with her daughter Jenna the original ballet, Wasage, the Osage Ballet. It gives two performances on August 6th at the Lenzic Center. Go to ticketssantafe.org. Thank you so much for sharing this fascinating story with us, Randy.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.